tokenized equities have really gone from a niche crypto experiment to one of the fastest moving parts of the digital asset world.
And the growth is not just hype. Demand for on-chain exposure to stocks and equity-like instruments has risen sharply, with activity tied to tokenized equity exposure growing from about $16 billion to more than $590 billion in perpetual futures in just a year, according to a CoinDesk report.
That kind of growth is exciting, but it also makes me ask a really important question. What is the investor actually buying?
That is the key issue. Two tokens can have the same ticker, trade on the same exchange, and look nearly identical in a trading interface, yet they may give holders very different rights.
Right. The structure behind the token matters a lot. It determines whether the investor holds something close to real ownership, a synthetic claim, a derivative, or a custodial wrapper that may not provide meaningful access to the underlying asset.
This growth also reflects a broader shift in investor behavior.
Tokenization is no longer just some futuristic concept.
Investors now want 24/7 access to equity exposure, fractional ownership, faster settlement, and the ability to combine traditional market exposure with on-chain tools such as lending, collateralization, and perpetual futures.
Perpetual futures are a big driver of that growth.
They allow traders to take long or short positions without necessarily owning the underlying tokenized security.
That is especially useful for markets that do not operate around the clock.
But that convenience can hide the legal and economic substance of the instrument.
A token used as the basis for a perpetual future may be a tokenized stock, a wrapper, a synthetic representation, or a platform-specific claim.
The price chart may look the same, but the rights and risks can be very different.
In traditional markets, a ticker usually points to a specific security with defined rights.
In tokenized markets, the same symbol can mask a more complex reality.
One token may represent a direct claim on an underlying equity through a custodial structure, security token, or regulated wrapper.
Another token with the same name may be a synthetic instrument whose value depends on an index, price feed, or issuer promise.
That distinction matters because it changes the risk profile.
A holder of a token with real ownership rights may have protections tied to dividends, voting rights, or legal claims against a custodian or issuer.
A holder of a synthetic token may have none of those rights.
Their exposure may depend entirely on the performance of the underlying price, the reliability of the oracle, the solvency of the counterparty, and the issuer's willingness to honor the instrument.
At one end of the spectrum, a tokenized equity may mirror traditional stock ownership.
It may be linked to a custodied share or a regulated wrapper that gives the holder a legal claim to the underlying asset.
The holder may receive dividends, participate in corporate actions, or, in some cases, redeem the token for the actual equity.
At the other end, a token may be purely synthetic.
It may track a stock price, but it does not give the holder ownership in the company.
In that case, the holder is not a shareholder.
They are more like a creditor of the system, a participant in a derivative market, or a counterparty to a smart contract.
The token may move with the stock, but the rights are fundamentally different.
The structure also determines what happens in stress scenarios.
If the issuer fails, what is the holder owed?
If the custodian freezes withdrawals, what legal recourse exists?
If the underlying stock is delisted, acquired, or suspended, how is the token adjusted?
If the market becomes illiquid, can the holder exit without large spreads?
If the token is used as DeFi collateral, does the protocol recognize the same rights the investor assumes?
These questions become important when something goes wrong.
In crypto, the gap between the user interface and legal reality can be wide.
A trader may see a familiar ticker, a clean chart, and a trading pair that looks like any other market, while the token behind it is a derivative, wrapped asset synthetic claim, or platform-specific instrument with its own rules.
The key risks include ownership rights, custody and redemption, issuer risk, regulatory status, market structure, correlation risk, and smart contract risk.
Investors should not focus only on price action or trading volume.
They need to understand whether the token gives legal or contractual rights to the underlying equity, whether it can be redeemed, who holds the underlying asset, who is responsible for servicing the token, how it is regulated, and what happens if the issuer, custodian, or exchange fails.
Correlation risk is also important.
Even if a token tracks a stock, the difference between the token price and the underlying equity can widen during volatility, liquidity stress, or funding rate spikes.
Smart contract risk adds another layer. If the token is integrated into DeFi, bugs, exploits, or faulty logic, can cause losses unrelated to the stock price.
Before trading a tokenized equity, investors should ask several essential questions. What legal claim does the token represent?
Who holds the underlying asset, and under what terms?
What happens if the issuer, custodian, or exchange fails?
Is the token redeemable, and under what conditions?
How is the price determined, and who controls the oracle or index?
What rights does the holder have during corporate actions, such as mergers, spin-offs, dividends, or delistings?
The answers may not always be clear.
Documentation may be thin, legal structures may be complex, and rights may depend on jurisdiction.
That does not mean tokenized equities should be avoided, but it does mean investors should be more careful.
The market is growing quickly, and that growth can encourage complacency.
The faster the market expands, the more important it is to separate marketing language from legal and economic substance.
The bottom line is that the surge in tokenized equity activity is a meaningful development, but growth alone does not make an instrument safe or straightforward.
The most important question is not whether the token moves with the stock, but what the token actually represents.
Two tokens can share the same ticker, chart, and market narrative, while offering very different levels of protection, ownership, and risk.
In tokenized equities, the structure underneath the trade is not a detail.
It is the trade,